Tonight's episode is sponsored by Shopify. If you're thinking about starting a business or bringing your existing one into the modern world, Shopify makes it easy and straightforward to seize the day. You might be thinking, how do I get started? How do I come up with a brand? How do I even sell stuff to people? But Shopify is there to guide you through every step of the process. Their huge range of customizable templates means there's no coding or design skills required. Plus, Shopify helps with the less desirable details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. Established in 2025 certainly has a nice ring to it, so sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/getsleepy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/getsleepy to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/getsleepy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey friends, welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. It's Tom here, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. This evening, we'll conclude our explorations of some of the wonders of Zimbabwe, a series of tales we've enjoyed over the last 4 weeks. They were all written by Kathleen, and I'm very glad to have been able to narrate them all for you. In tonight's story, you'll embark on a subterranean adventure and explore the breathtaking depths of the Chinoyi Caves. Together with your guide, you'll meander through the narrow passages and hidden chambers and dive in cool, clear waters. As you can probably tell, this story does involve a few enclosed spaces, so if you're particularly sensitive to that sort of thing, feel free to choose a different episode to listen to tonight. We will also have a long-length stitched version of this series coming out on the premium feed next week. So if you haven't heard the others yet, or you'd just love to listen to them all again, that will be a great way to enjoy this series in full. Speaking of Get Sleepy Premium, this is your last chance to enjoy your first 3 months completely free of charge. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can claim your free trial very simply by scrolling to the top of the Get Sleepy feed and hitting the Try Free button. If you listen on a different podcast app, then just go to getsleepy.com/support, where you can sign up for the free trial and then link the subscription to your podcast app. Get Sleepy Premium members receive full access to our entire catalogue of over 850 stories and meditations. Everything is completely ad-free, and you receive an exclusive bonus episode every single Thursday. Tomorrow, Jessica will be reading our story, all about a day in the life of a princess as she potters around her castle home. So be sure to join us for that. Either hit Try Free at the top of your Get Sleepy feed on Apple Podcasts, or visit getsleepy.com/support for more information. Thank you so much, my friends. Now then, let's prepare for tonight's journey, and make sure we're ready for a good night's rest. Find a comfortable position, lying down, and take a few moments to release the tight spots in your body, melting into the stillness. Feel any residual tension and worries dissolve. Now, turn your focus to your breath. Breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose. Let your abdomen expand fully and savor the momentary pause at the top of your breath. Then exhale slowly through your mouth, releasing any lingering thoughts or distractions with it. As you continue this mindful practice, let yourself be carried by the rhythm, feeling your chest and belly rise and fall with the flow of your breath. Allow your mind to find peace and centeredness in this simplicity. And as you start to drift into slumber, carry this serenity with you. Now that you're relaxed, you can simply follow the sound of my voice as we return to Zimbabwe. This is where our story begins. In the heart of Zimbabwe, nestled among a dense thicket of trees and shrubs, are the Chinoy Caves. These caves, a mysterious labyrinth, entice adventurers and explorers from all over the world. And they have a fascinating history. They were formed over millions of years of geological processes, including groundwater dissolving limestone. This created expansive underground chambers and passages. For the indigenous people here, the Chinoy Caves have long been considered a sacred place. Many people believe they were named after a local chief. They were traditionally used for spiritual and ritual purposes. These days, the caves are known not only for their geological and cultural significance, but also for their popularity as a diving destination. The Sleeping Pool is one of the most famous attractions within the caves. It draws divers from around the world due to its crystal clear waters and unique rock formations. Today, you're going to be exploring this underwater land. You'll be accompanied by Tendai, a local guide with an insatiable passion for cave diving. Together, the two of you stand at the entrance of the Chinoy Caves. Your sleek wetsuit fits snugly, and you carry your scuba gear with you. A sense of anticipation radiates from every fiber of your being as you gaze into the dark entrance of the cave. You muse over the endlessness of the space. It's so big, and its vastness hints at the potential of what lies below the surface. Tendai pats your shoulder gently. You exchange words of encouragement, your voices echoing through the cave's entrance. The reverberation of the sound adds to the anticipation of the journey ahead. You take your first step into the cave. As darkness envelops you, you flick on your waterproof flashlight, revealing the rocky ceiling adorned with glistening stalactites. Your footsteps vibrate in the cave, creating a strange yet soothing ambience. The light from your torch is warm and comforting. The journey begins with an upward slope through a narrow passage. Your breath resonates in your ears as you push forward, and the cave seems to come alive as you do so, whispering its secrets to you with every step. For generations, says Tendai, our people have regarded these caves as a sacred place, a connection to our ancestors. As you delve deeper into the cave system, the terrain shifts from narrow passageways to expansive chambers. You marvel at the underground lakes and pools of crystalline water, their depths teeming with life. Schools of fish dart about, creating intricate patterns that resemble living art. Sharp flashes of silver among vibrant algae greens. It's like an ever-changing abstract painting. You can't resist reaching out to touch the smooth limestone formations that surround you. The sensation of cool ancient rock beneath your fingertips sends shivers down your spine. It's like brushing against thousands of years of history and heritage, of people who came before and those yet to come. Wandering deeper and deeper, you arrive at a vast underground lake, with water so clear it's almost invisible. The cave's ceiling opens up to the sky, revealing a majestic natural chamber with a pool that seems bottomless. This is the sleeping pool, Tendai explains. Local legends say that it's enchanted, that those who dare to enter its depths may never return. As he says this, however, he smiles. It's a reassuring sort of smile, the type that makes you feel instantly at ease. Unfazed by the tales and emboldened by Tendai's cheeky banter, you prepare to embark on your first cave dive. You strap on your scuba gear and adjust your mask, feeling a sense of exhilaration. The cool darkness of the caves beckons you. The depths are a mystery, waiting to be unveiled, stroke by stroke. With a nod to Tendai that's met by his reassuring smile, you take the plunge. In one fluid motion, you slip beneath the surface of the sleeping pool into the clear, glass-like waters. The sensation of the water embracing you is like a velvet caress, smooth and all-consuming. You find yourself in a world of weightlessness, where the boundaries of the cave dissolve. And in this sacred underwater realm, time itself seems to pause. As you venture further into the cave, there's a deepening sense of serenity. The silence is profound, and all you can hear is the soothing rhythm of your own breathing. You feel like a solitary explorer in a hidden world, a privileged guest in a sanctuary untouched by the outside elements. The beam of your underwater flashlight casts a diluted, ephemeral path through the crystalline liquid. The ecosystem below is a different realm altogether, and you find that what was beautiful from above is only more beautiful below. Your torch guides you through the darkness, revealing a stunning underwater landscape. You swim among submerged limestone formations, marveling at the play of light and shadow on the cave walls. Fish glide gracefully past, inspecting you with curiosity, and you can't help but smile. Their scales glisten as they dart around. Their fluid choreographies rival any ballet. This species of fish thrive in the dark, nutrient-rich waters, having adapted to this unique environment. As your underwater flashlight sweeps over them, they seem like ethereal spirits, guardians of the subterranean world, and a living reminder of the resilience and beauty that can be found in the most unlikely of places. After a while, you slowly move towards the surface. You're near the opening of the cave, where sunlight streams in. And as your head emerges from the water, you feel another rush of exhilaration. The transition from the submerged world to the open air is a stark contrast, and you savor the feeling of oxygen-rich breaths filling your lungs. The sunlight dances on the water's surface, creating a play of reflections and ripples. As you float, buoyant and weightless, you take a moment to reconnect with the world above, appreciating an act as simple yet profound as bathing in sunlight. The sounds of nature, the warmth of the sun, and the gentle lapping of the waves are reassuring, welcoming you back. You feel the cool breeze on your damp skin, and the warm rays, no longer filtered by the water, bathe you in a glow. As you tread easily in this bath of liquid gold, a profound sense of relief and renewal washes over you with each breath. In between dives, you cherish the ritual of coming up for air, moving back and forth between two worlds. After a series of shallow dives, you and Tendai surface in a hidden grotto, a place that feels untouched by man. All around are delicate curtains of rock, illuminated by the glow of your underwater lights. You rest on the grotto's edge, your eyes closed, allowing the peace to wash over you. The hours pass like minutes, and you continue to explore the cave system, each turn revealing new wonders. As you gaze upon the algae, a kaleidoscope of colors unfolds before your eyes. Vibrant greens dominate, ranging from deep emerald hues to the more subtle shades, reminiscent of fresh spring leaves. A subtle interplay of blues and yellows adds depth and complexity, creating a mesmerizing palette that mirrors the diverse species thriving beneath the water's surface. Each filament and cluster seems to dance with life, radiating a spectrum of colors. As you move deeper into the cave, the passage turns in a topsy-turvy manner, and you encounter a series of winding tunnels. You smile inside as you navigate these playful sections of underwater architecture. Slipping through a crevice, you and Tendai enter a chamber unlike any you have seen before. The walls are adorned with iridescent minerals, and the cave floor is covered in a bed of silty sand. It's a place of immense beauty, something completely otherworldly. Exploring further is the only option. you can't resist. The water is dazzling with color and the light play of the currents. As you swim through this chamber, you notice an unusual rock formation that resembles an ancient, fossilized tree. You can't help but wonder about the history of this place and the eons that have passed since it was last touched by the light of day. You recall something that Tendai told you. The Shona people believe that this chamber is the heart of the caves, where the spirits of the ancestors reside. For Tendai, and so many others, it is a place of great significance. As you float in that ancient pool, a profound sense of reverence washes over you. It's as if the spirits of the past whisper to you, reminding you of the importance of preserving and respecting the natural wonders of the earth. Your scuba gear allows you to glide effortlessly through the water, your body in perfect harmony with the liquid world that surrounds you. With each movement, you feel the currents and eddies guiding you through the maze-like passages of the caves. But eventually, as the day gives way to evening, you decide that it's probably best to head back to land. And so, submerging yourself once more, you begin to make your way back to the surface. As you emerge from the depths, you are greeted by the resplendent transformation of the caves. The warm, golden light of the setting sun streams in, casting a surreal glow on the calm surface of the water. It's as though the rocks have been covered in honey, which is about to trickle off at any minute. As the orange glow pours through the cave's entrance, filling the space, it seems to bid a radiant farewell to the day. The world outside beckons, and with every step you take, the cave slowly releases its hold. The transition from the water to the bush, grass, and dust feels like a passage from one realm to another. After your long journey, you feel the physical toll of navigating the cave, yet you find that your spirit is lifted. As you and Tendai stand at the cave's mouth, you instinctively take a deep breath, as if inhaling the essence of your remarkable adventure. It feels as though the Chinoy Caves have chosen the two of you to be its guardians, the protectors of its secrets, and ambassadors of its unique hidden beauty. reflecting on your time in the caves, you recognize that it has been a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You have explored the ancient heart of the earth and discovered the beauty of darkness. In the subterranean realm of the caves, darkness is not just an absence of light, but a canvas for the imagination. It's like a mysterious veil that conceals ancient secrets, which are then revealed with each flicker of your torch. In the blackness, your senses are heightened and your mind is free to wander, conjuring images and stories. Even in the absence of light, beauty can thrive, and the hidden treasures of the earth are just waiting to be discovered by those who venture into its embrace. As you and Tendai make your way towards the waiting bus, there's a comfortable silence. The echoes of your cave adventure still resonate in your minds, and there's a sense of camaraderie in having shared such an extraordinary journey. The soft rustle of leaves in the breeze and the distant murmur of water create a soothing backdrop to your silent reflection. You recline in your bus seat as the soft hum of the engine and the rhythmic motion lull you into a mellow, reflective trance. And as the bus meanders through the landscape, your mind drifts back to the enchanting underwater world you have left behind. You recall the moment of standing at the cave's entrance, your heart aflutter with anticipation. The memory of the initial descent, the cool embrace of the water, and the weightlessness as you submerged into the depths, all play out like a vivid movie in your mind. In this mental montage, the limestone formations inside the cave glisten like precious jewels, their contours etched by eons of patient sculpting. As you reflect on the formations within the caves, they appear in your mind like sculptures in a gallery, a testament to the artistry of nature. The schools of fish, like strokes of living paint, dance gracefully through your memory, their scales shimmering with otherworldly iridescence. And your underwater flashlight, your trusted companion in the deep, emerges as a beacon of exploration. It illuminates your way through the velvety darkness, revealing a wonderland hidden from the world above. The light refracts off mineral deposits, creating an intricate, shifting pattern of ethereal beauty on the cave walls. Outside the bus window, the passing landscape mirrors the subterranean world you've left behind. The leaves of the trees glisten in the last rays of the sun, and you recall the dappled sunlight filtering through the cave's entrance. The winding river, too, makes you think of the labyrinthine tunnels you navigated, its current like a quiet echo of the underground rivers. Your thoughts wander to the clouds above. They remind you of the ceiling of the cave, with its cathedral-like beauty. And as the bus's gentle motion continues to sway you, the events of the day and the recollection of the cave's beauty lull you into a deep, peaceful slumber. Your eyelids grow heavy, and your breathing steadies. And as the bus trundles along, the outside world fades. Your dreams become a continuation of your subterranean adventures. A world where the cave's wonders blend with your imagination, guiding you from the depths of the earth to the depths of sleep.